We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
I knew it, Lee. I knew it.
Okay, what's that?
A new study on dogs.
Okay.
They can smell when we're stressed out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or very unhappy, a new study shows. They say this adds to the list of things dogs can smell, can detect in their odor, in their owners, by odor, including non-diabetic seizures, cancer. This is just amazing.
Yeah.
And the reason I say I knew it, when my mom was going downhill and she was very sick and, you know, we're pretty clear she wasn't going to make it and this was a process with her. I was so terribly stressed out about it. And my dog, the same kind of dog, by the way, she was a mixed breed as the Dachshunds in this study. And she would do this in times of really acute stress for me. She would be so underfoot, I couldn't help but trip over her.
Yeah.
And she would literally be glued to my feet and constantly trying to climb into my lap. And I just, at the time, I was like, I swear she did. It's like she knows. Mm-hmm. And she did. She did know. That wasn't my imagination. That is so comforting to me to know that years later, she lived to the ripe old age of 17. And unfortunately, she's no longer with me, but she was absolutely dear to me. And just knowing that warms my heart, that she felt it too, that it did. And she was very upset about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. And it became almost a problem because, you know, Dachshunds are little and so they're very easy to trip over. You know what I mean? And I said, I didn't have the baby in one hand and I was having trouble walking with her. I didn't want to trip. So, but it was so sweet. And that is, in fact, had to be what she was doing.
Yeah, I've seen similar behavior in our dogs, too, during, you know, times like that. So that's not unusual. I'll say I have anecdotal evidence to support this theory here.
Yeah. Well, it's really neat. Another study that's out here today showing that for men, loneliness, in particular men, loneliness can shorten your life. So we'll get into that one coming up in a little bit. I don't want to do all studies in this segment, but two things we're going to dig into with that. But if you have seen a thing like that from dog, and you know what I love? Send it to me, text it to me just briefly. I'll read it. I just love cool stuff animals do that show that they're beyond kind of what we even, you know, their capabilities are beyond kind of what we even understand, but we continue to understand more and more about them as we go. So a couple of things going on right now that are jaw-dropping when you put them all together and sort of look at what they mean. The idea that censorship of speech is a good thing and government should decide who gets to say what. Mm-hmm. I mean, for all of your life, Lee, and I'm in all of mine until right now.
Yeah.
That has not been something Western leaders say. You don't catch a Western leader saying that.
No, not at all.
There might be some fringe lunatic running for city council in California somewhere saying that, and it would be a national story, right? Now's the norm.
As proven by this head of New Zealand.
Head of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern.
This is the kind of stuff we used to talk about communist dictators saying. I mean, this was Mao Zedong and, you know,
Democrats
Stalin.
Condemned this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely,
I
Democrats
mean, 10
condemned
years ago.
This. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this was the norm. You would not say this 10 years ago. Jacinda Ardern, who is the head of New Zealand, a Western country, okay, where, I mean, free speech, exchange of ideas, that is the heart of what used to be Western civilization. I'm not sure what we live under right now. I don't know. But it's very scary. She said free speech online is an act of war. So she's not even couching this in those feel good story. She said, she called it a weapon of war. I'm sorry. And that it needs to go away. Okay. As she's saying this in a speech at the UN. Okay. So she didn't just make an off the cuff thing on YouTube or something.
Yeah, no.
She got caught saying.
It wasn't a gaffe.
No, this is an announcement at the UN.
Right? I always refer to them as the useless nations because that organization, it has no meaning. I mean, you look at all the situations internationally that are going on right now. And what has the UN done? Nothing.
Well,
nothing. They're useless.
I have a feeling they're going to be awfully interested in this, though. To have her say that from the UN, there should be an immediate worldwide condemnation of this from Western leaders. And instead,
absolutely,
there is abject
and
silence.
There should also be an immediate reaction from American journalists. And the American media.
Where's that? I'm sure Tucker will go off on her.
New York Times,
if he hasn't already. I didn't watch him last night.
CNN. All of these left-wing organizations should be highlighting what this woman said and what its implications are. Because dollars to donuts, if Donald Trump had said something like that, it would be all over everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because we're told that's an attack on free speech. And all
right,
Trump
exactly.
did, he didn't silence anyone suggest anyone
all.
Should be silenced. He simply took them up on their lies, exposed their lies, used free speech as it should be used to fire back. And they said that was an attack on free speech, if free speech is in danger. And yet you can have this woman stand up at the UN and openly advocate free speech online is a weapon of war and we got to do away with it.
Right.
Stone cold silence. You know why? These people anticipate they'll be the only ones allowed to speak.
And Donald Trump was right because the media was lying. And
yeah,
he knew it because they were lying about him. And he knew it and he told everybody that. And they said he was lying when he defended himself. And the media was lying because it was false and they knew it and still perpetuated the narrative.
Yeah. So then I don't know if you saw what just happened. Because the degree to which this is going, so you watch Georgia Maroney win. Is it Maroney or Maloney?
I'm not sure either.
Anyway, I should know. I just did a whole podcast on it.
Anyway,
I have this great. Yeah, I'm like, I remember when Rush used to do this. Well, I'm here in the stack. Where is it in the stack?
Exactly.
But she gave this speech. I played it the other day because it was such a powerful and amazing speech about the fight for reality that we are in, not right or left, but actual reality to grasp reality. And she's saying, and she explained beautifully how, listen, they won't let me call myself a woman. They won't let me identify my family. They won't let me identify. I have to be ex woman, ex person. Because this is stripping away personal identity and that we need to fight for personal identity and we need to fight for individualism. And then she goes on and says,
wow, where have I heard that before?
Yeah, I know, like on this show and everywhere. And the founders, that too. So she gives a speech in 2019. It's been up on YouTube. People loved it. People went looking for like, OK, who is this woman who just won in Italy the prime ministership because she's not a liberal? And listened to it. They were very moved by this speech. They started sharing it. It went viral. YouTube just banned it. Just banned a speech.
Good grief.
Calling for individual liberty, individual identity. And then at the end, she says, she quotes an author who says, you know, fire will be used to fight for the idea that 2 + 2 = 4. Swords will be drawn to fight for the idea that green leaves are green. In other words, we are in a place where our enemies are willing to use violence to force us to deny reality. It was so powerful. And I did a whole podcast on it and what it means. They just canceled her.
To paraphrase,
Prime Minister of Italy.
To paraphrase Rush, the barbarians are at the gates of Realville.
You know what I wonder? You know how Rush told us he would tell us when the time was to panic?
Yeah.
Worst cliffhanger ever,
yeah.
Okay? And then until then, we were not to panic. We are not to worry. I'm not suggesting it's time to panic. I just always wonder, and so many of you on the text line did too, when that time would be and when that we'll never know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We have no idea. We don't know what to do. But
the
this
time
is,
to panic will have passed by the time we know it's time to panic.
Before, without Rush, I mean, what will we do? It's like he used to say, you won't know what to think if I don't come on the air. And that used to crack me up.
I know.
I knew he was
joking. Thing from the truth. Because all he did was validate what many of us conservatives already were thinking to begin with. Great minds think alike.
So the Prime Minister of Italy's speech has just been censored. No can do, cannot hear. Even though it was no problem since 2019, it's been up there. Now all of a sudden it violates their community standards. This is scary. They are canceling our leaders. And look, this is an American company, Google/YouTube. We export totalitarianism and censorship. Now that is what we do. And they learned to do it from the Republican leadership. So fast forward to what we're going to talk about next. I mean, PayPal and Venmo just banned a gay group, Gays Against Groomers, led by a lesbian who says she is not a conservative. And she simply says, listen, we have a trans ally group fighting with us. All we want is for children not to be chemically or biologically transitioned before the age of 18. And we do not want them sold on these procedures either before they can,
It's the age of consent. It's
yes.
The whole thing.
And she said, if you want to do that at 18, be my guest. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, we'll celebrate you. But no. And she's saying, I'm not a conservative. They just got canceled.
This is logical and this is cultural. And it is historical on what they are arguing, that you are allowing individuals to do permanent damage to children who do not have the capacity to consent legally or emotionally.
Right. Something we recognize with everything from tattoos to beer to military service.
How many people do we have that are in prison right now for disseminating pornographic material to underage children? And you're talking about chemically changing children who cannot consent to this operation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll talk about that. And so much more. Remember that this is Donald Trump, July 19th, 2020. If Biden gets in, sounds like prophetic now. If Biden gets in, you're going to end up with a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. And you'll be lucky if you end up with a country at all. We are going to have huge inflation. Huge. Right again. There's a funny way of doing that.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.